T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Between the medical field and essential places, people working in supermarkets, first responders continue to work. Our buddy Trooper Anthony Petroski from Troop N in Hazleton on with us again this morning. And do you get any chance to work from home?
Unfortunately, we cannot work from home. You know, right. We're still out there, and we want the people to know we're continuing our daily mission, and that is protecting the people of this Commonwealth. That's not stopping, but, you know, we are taking safety precautions. We deal with a lot of bad stuff every single day, even with a pandemic not going on. You know, with this, we want to protect ourselves. We have hand sanitizer in every single car. We're washing our hands all the time to keep us healthy so we can carry on this daily mission.
Are you doing anything different? Like, if you guys pull somebody over, is there, like, a protocol that's slightly different now because you don't want them talking toward you or anything like that?
You know, it's keeping that distance. We're still enforcing the laws, and that's criminal law and traffic law. We still want Pennsylvania to be safe other than this virus going on. So, you know, we're still doing our job effectively. It's just taking those extra precautions. So, you know, if we are having personal interaction, we're going to keep that distance. We will pull vehicles over for probable cause, traffic violations, equipment violations. We just want to maintain a little bit more of a distance. We're still doing that job, absolutely.
Let's talk about some of the businesses now. Governor Wolf put in where most businesses or non-essential businesses should be closed. Did you guys come across anybody that's kind of pushing that rule yet? And what happens if they do?
A lot of people are calling in, not only to us, but other local police departments about businesses that they feel are open that shouldn't be. And we are referring to a list put out by Governor Wolf's team to reference if they should or shouldn't be open. We want business owners to comply with this. You know, we don't want people looking for any kind of loophole with this. If you need to be open, then you should be open. There's a lot of jobs out there that have to carry on, and we support that. And in order for this to stop spreading, this is something put out by the governor that needs to be enforced.
Should they be calling you if there is a business that someone thinks they shouldn't have open, or is there another number that you can refer them to?
Well, how it works is wherever that business lies logistically, people should call that police department. Don't call 911 over this. Call the police department directly. Again, we have to maintain 911 open for emergencies.
Okay, on a fun note, how tough is it now to find lunch while you're working?
Man, you know what? It's tough. I'll tell you what, it's tough to see towns around here that are basically shut down. So it's good to see that people and businesses are abiding by these orders. But yeah, our lunch spots, it's slim to none. We got to bring sandwiches in.
Is your wife so thankful that you're one of the people that actually has to get out of the house and work?
Well, she does too. My wife is in healthcare. So
we're both
working. She's wearing the old N95 mask to keep herself.
So what do you guys do with the kids in this situation?
Well, luckily we have good grandparents.
That's awesome.
We have a support system, and they're helping out a lot. And it's a win for them because they love seeing the grandkids.
What's the thing you look forward to most to doing when things get somewhat back to normal?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, since I'm doing this interview over the phone, you guys are going to buy me lunch. So I'm looking forward to that.
I saw somebody post yesterday, which was great. And they said, think about this. If, you know, when all is said and done, hopefully it's done within a few weeks or even a few months. When you go on vacation here in America, keep the money here.
I did see that. Yeah. And I think people are going to have a more appreciation for life after this, because we've never really seen our country like this. We're all going to be a lot happier. At least we should be. People will be happy to get pulled over by us.
Yeah. It'll be a whole new way. They'll say, thank you, Tripper.
See that? We look forward to it also.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, you stay in touch. If anything does change, you need to get to, you know how to get a hold of us.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.